Very good evening to you. We are having a brand new show starting now, and I am going to give my sales executive, Jason Bell, the opportunity to introduce this brand new program. Good evening, Jason. Take
good
it.
Good evening. And on VOB 92.9 FM and VOB 92.9.com, VOB 92.9.com, we are introducing an association with the Diabetes Association of Barbados for the health of it.
And for the health of it, we have Trudy Griffith, and her designation is...
She's president.
She's the president.
She's royalty, sir.
And we have the ill president.
This is a very important person, VIP.
That's right. Good evening to you, Ms. Griffith.
Good evening, Ken. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Happy to have you, and thank you very much for deciding to do your show, your special show, on the night shift. Now, Trudy... Diabetes is something that you cannot ever talk about enough, simply because it is so present with so many, many people, young people and older people, everybody, so many people.
Just turn off your radio there, Trudy.
You may need to turn off your radio, or something is coming back at me.
Yeah, I heard the echo as well.
Yeah. All right, good. Here we go. So many people have diabetes in Barbados. And we are concerned about it. So over to you, say your say, and we will chat with you as we go on. Go right ahead, ma'am.
Okay, so and
on the telephone line, we have your PRO, Mr. Kirk. Mr. Hi, Trotman, hi. You're there?
Good night, Jason. Good night, King.
Okay.
Good listener.
All right, yes, so. Stay with us, Kirk. We will call on you in a couple of minutes. Go right ahead, Trudy.
Right, so I was saying that, yes, Barbados is definitely a hotbed for diabetes across the world. When we look at our statistics, they do not compare favorably with what is happening across the world. And that has been the case for quite some time. I think you are aware, and if not, I'll make you and all the other listeners aware, that the Diabetes Association of Barbados was established in 1975. So even way back when, we recognized and we started to recognize that we were having a serious problem with diabetes in Barbados, and that has not changed. In fact, it is increasing. It is affecting not just the older persons in society, it's affecting the younger ones, and even those in their, before they've even reached the age of 5, we have children in Barbados who are being diagnosed with diabetes. So therefore, it is of concern to us, not only as an association, but also to all of Barbados.
Now, I must ask a question here. This is the first other program that I'm doing. So I'm going to ask you a lot of questions, if you don't mind. You said
sure.
At the age of 5.
Before the age of 5.
Oh, you said before.
Before the age
before
of 5.
Before the age of 5.
Oh, good there.
Children
no.
who are being word. Diagnosed with diabetes.
So my question is, this then would be hereditary. This can't be as a result of lifestyle.
Right. So every person who has diabetes does not have the same type of diabetes.
Okay.
So most persons are familiar with type 2 diabetes.
Which is?
Adults.
Mm-hmm.
Which is that you have an organ in your body called the pancreas that has specific cells that produce insulin.
Mm-hmm.
And insulin is necessary to help regulate your blood sugar level. Right?
Yes, go ahead,
please. We are familiar with type 2 because if you don't produce enough or it doesn't work well enough, the insulin, then you start to have problems controlling your blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
That is the one we're familiar with. That is the one that a lot of people get scared about because they hear about insulin and they want to know what is this insulin. If you're on insulin, that must mean you have bad diabetes, etc. But insulin is actually a hormone that your body produces. So therefore, if your body isn't producing enough, we have to find a way to get your body working properly again.
To help it out.
And that may involve, exactly, and that may involve insulin.
Oh dear.
Could you tell us a little bit more about what insulin actually does in the body and why does it get out of whack, thereby causing a diabetes? Because, I mean, there's, my understanding, there's at least 2 forms of diabetes And one is something that you can't really do much about, as Ken alluded to earlier. It is hereditary. Okay. One is
so,
something...
So let us think of it as a lock and a key. You know that you have a lock and there's a specific key that when you put it into the lock and you turn that key, it will open that lock.
Right.
But suppose you have the wrong key.
Well, you'll be fumbling around. Well, in my case,
you'll be fumbling around because look, you cannot. There's no way you're going to get that lock open.
No way.
So let's apply that to the human body. Hmm. You either don't have enough or you're not producing it at all.
Oh.
But at the same time, you have to get in or you have to get out.
Right.
So let us consider getting the glucose inside the cell or the sugar.
Right.
We can use the terms interchangeably.
So glucose is sugar, sugar is glucose.
Glucose or sugar
right.
inside the cell so that your body breaks down that sugar to produce energy. The energy that you need to breathe, the energy that you need to walk, the energy that you need to think. Your body requires sugar to be able to break down that into energy, to convert it into energy.
All right, that sounds good. So please tell us, so basically you're saying diabetes is a case when you either don't have enough of this hormone, insulin, or the insulin
or
that you
don't
do have.
At all.
Right.
It doesn't work at all.
Right. Okay. So what kind of factors lead to, give us the difference between.
So Ken made a comment earlier.
Yes.
He used the word hereditary.
Hereditary, yes.
So that means that in some cases there's a genetic component. So everybody has genes, everybody's genes, and I'm not talking about the genes that you wear, I'm talking about your genetic material. What makes up your cells in terms of giving it direction, in terms of its function, and how well that function is executed. So if there's something wrong with your gene, spelled G-E-N-E-S,
not J-E-N-E-S. I mean
J-E-A-N-S. So therefore, if your genes are coding for little production of insulin or a form of insulin that doesn't work very well, then you start to have problems. So for children who are diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, there is a strong hereditary or genetic component to them developing diabetes.
Hmm. Okay, now can we bring in Mr. Your PRO?
Kurt Trotman, how are you doing, sir?
Hi, Jason. Hi, Jay.
All right, so tell us a little bit more about your role, and my understanding, there's a lot of exciting things happening this year for this particular organization, and that's why you're on this platform here on VOB, and we're really happy to have you. But please, tell us a little bit more about your role, and tell us a little bit more about what the organization is doing to get the word out to the public.
Okay, so my role as public relations officer, I've been doing quite a bit of work across the social media platforms. So for all the listeners out there, you can follow us on Instagram at Diabetes Barbados and on Facebook. So also, we have pretty much brought the association more into the spotlight, more into a more corporate type of field, because a lot of persons know of the association, but they don't know the mandate which we carry. And we're really trying to push that mandate out there that persons understand and persons want to be a part of it. As you said, Jason, yes, we have quite a bit of exciting events coming up. Of course, with some uncertainty right now, we won't want to get into dates, but we are still pretty much full steam ahead with plans which we have orchestrated since last year. What I would say though is that currently we are trying to engage the youth more so. As the conversation went earlier about persons under the age of 5 becoming diabetic. You know,
and just to be clear, is that when you say becoming diabetic, that suggests that that might be the type 2 diabetes, which is developed by lifestyle. That is particularly shocking to me. But is that the case, or is it more a trick case that type 1 is being revealed or diagnosed earlier in children?
Well, Jason, I wouldn't even want to segregate the two because we are having both.
My goodness.
We are having both. Right. And, I mean, parents need to understand that even their children, you need to give them a strong foundation. You know, don't just give them sweets because, you know, comfort food. You could be pretty much leading them down the path of diabetes. Right? But, again, imagine coming from age 5, feeling alone with this, with your diabetes. You know, we're trying to build a strong support group amongst the youth. And we currently have an ambassador, Ms. Melissa Goodman, who is leading that church.
Right.
And we're really pushing her in the forefront to get the youth moving, get the youth come. Because there's still a lot of youth out there living with the condition that are ashamed, you know, because it isn't easy that your other children are on the path to playing and you have to take a break to go take insulin or your parents have to come and give you insulin at school, you know. There's a lot of bullying also in that respect. You know? So we're really trying to build that strong support group among youth.
You got
to
get Melissa on at some point soon.
Definitely. Yes,
she's still a student? Is she a young student or is she out of school?
Well, she is fresh out of school, but she's very, very passionate.
Right.
South Korea, and she had quite an experience down there. We would have her on the show at some point.
Excellent.
So you would hear more from her. So I don't want to spoil her fame.
Trudy, yes, very well. Trudy, I want to ask a small question here, a little bit tangential, but never mind. I hope. How is it that we have such sweet, and this is sweet tooth? I don't
pun
understand.
Pun intended.
I'm actually glad you brought up.
You know, because I remember clearly having connection with young children, and a very young child, you said age 5, but a very young child, 6 months old, you offer it a teaspoon of honey. And it would gladly take another teaspoonful of honey. You offer it a teaspoon of water, it only takes that to one teaspoon of water. So I want to know.
Oh my goodness, Ken.
How do we create this?
Ken, where do I start to answer your question?
But I couldn't tell you. I couldn't for right there. So, how do we create this penchant for sweetness?
That's nature versus nurture right there, sir.
So go, Trudy, and Kurt, help us out.
I'll give it my best shot.
Right, good girl.
I want to answer in two different ways. One, we do not understand how magnificently our bodies are created.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, in some cases, we take a very simplistic approach when you're looking at nutrition and diet. Diet not meaning in terms of restricting what you eat, but in terms of considering what you eat.
Everything
right?
You eat.
That's your diet. Right. Everything mm-hmm. you eat is your diet. Right. Right. Our bodies are made in such a way that when young children consume things which are high in sugar or carbohydrate,
mm-hmm.
it conditions their brain to experience pleasure.
Mm-hmm. So this is a higher opinion, though.
Yes. So therefore, it's a matter that our children do need sugar. Everybody needs sugar.
It's
just how much of it you consume.
Right.
But when you consume products which are very high in sugar, you're already conditioning that child to always want things that are high in sugar.
Right.
And therefore, you don't get any pleasure from water because it doesn't have sugar.
Water doesn't have a taste at all. Sweet. It has no smell.
Exactly. So if you had to offer a child something sweet compared to offering something which is, you know, healthier.
Or with less sugar, for sure. Right.
So therefore, I want to say that I can't speak about this exhaustively, but just to let you know that there's another NGO in Barbados called the Breastfeeding and Child Nutrition Foundation of Barbados that's really taken up the mantle of looking at nutrition from infancy all the way up through your development years.
Okay. You're listening to For the Health of It on VOB 92.9 FM. We invite you, the listener, to call in and give your contribution and also to WhatsApp us. We have our first WhatsApp contribution, Trudy. I'll shoot
What's
this question.
What's the WhatsApp number?
Yes, the WhatsApp number, ladies and gentlemen, 266. Let's have a quick look here again. My apologies. It's 2664VOB, 266-4682. Right, we have our first WhatsApp contribution here. Would you like me to go ahead and read the question, Trudy?
Sure.
Good night. How are you all doing tonight? Hope is all is well. My grandfather on my mother's side, my grandma on my father's side, and my father had it, and by they mean diabetes, and now I have it, but none of my children have it. Will they get it later on? I take metformin 500. I'm 70 years old. Also, are there any natural remedies for it? There is so much in there. I don't know if you'll be able to cover that in the next 10 minutes, but we're going to give it a try.
I am going to try to cover it in 1 minute.
All right, let's go.
One of the things that we need to appreciate in Barbados, as a place across the world as well, is that the older you get, the increased chance you will have diabetes. So in Barbados, well, we say that adults over the age of 25 is about 1 in 5 adults.
My goodness.
When you get over the age of 65, you're looking at 1 in 2 adults. So for every 2 persons that you meet over the age of 65, potentially one of them has diabetes.
Right.
So you have to appreciate that the longer you spend on this earth, you know, your body is going through some wear and tear.
Breaking down, not doing what it's supposed to do.
So therefore, you know, you're moving towards,
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, Trudy.
Oh my goodness. I could see the hackles being raised in Ken's back when you were waiting. Come on, Ken. Okay, carry on, Trudy. Ignore us, please.
I don't want persons to give up.
Right.
Because it is not about whether you have diabetes or not, because you can have diabetes and live a long, productive, healthy life once your blood sugars are controlled.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I will say, and I'm introducing something else here, is that you have to make sure that your blood sugars are controlled throughout your whole life spectrum. So therefore, there's something called pre-diabetes, which means that you don't quite have diabetes yet, but you're heading there because your blood sugars are starting to get out of control.
Right.
But this is not the hereditary one, right?
It's not quite hereditary.
This is the one that if you walk a lot and exercise a lot.
But the thing about it, you can start to make some lifestyle changes and start to reverse that trend. Beautiful.
I wanted to give some good news there for Jetson, see? Jason, I wanted to give him some good news.
Please, Ken, regale me.
But let me go back a bit. Please permit me to go back a bit, Trudy and Kurt. Permit me to go back a little bit. Just there where we said sugar, I also want to say salty things. Like, you know, why do we, again, we prefer salty things than bland things? Like, say, if you give me an egg, I may sprinkle some salt on it. I don't want to eat nuts out of a tin that don't have...
Aren't salted, yeah.
But that not salted. The worst things to eat is unsalted nuts.
Right.
So how is it that we are craving these wrong things? Again?
Because we're craving those things because we have been exposed to them.
Oh, there.
So therefore, there's a case to be made for not exposing very young children to extreme flavors. Because salt, sugar, fat.
Those are rich flavors.
Yes, those are rich flavors. And therefore...
Because we have to appreciate that we've come out of an era where we didn't have access to refrigeration, et cetera. And therefore, salt, even from biblical days,
was
used
very
to
rare.
Preserve meats and food.
Yes.
Right.
So therefore, we've come up recognizing the importance of salt. But now we've been conditioned to like salt and to like salty things and so on. So So therefore, we need to start cutting back on that salt, because if we thought that sugar was a problem in Barbados, salt is even more a problem. And not the DJ salt, but anyway.
Oh, yes. Bless a good night to all listeners. And once again, we have a bit of a contribution here. Good night. My mother has it, but I do not. My daughter's father has it, and he lost his 2 feet now. Why do these things escalate so quickly, this condition, diabetes? What causes things to... Because I've heard in the media before that the Barbados is known as the amputation capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a macabre statistic or statement. Macabre, you should put that in the glossary there, Ken. It's really awful to hear and to see how people can be reduced because they lose a leg or lose a foot to this dreadful disease. Why is it that this diabetes, out of all the NCDs that we have in the region, in the world, in this country, why does it affect those limbs so badly?
I want to take you back to an earlier point. Right. When someone has been diagnosed with diabetes, they filter that information through their experiences. So their experiences are diabetes is nothing good. Persons lose their limbs, they lose their sight, etc.
Right.
But the challenge is that you now have to come to terms with that diagnosis, because you may be angry, you may be frustrated, you may feel hopeless, you may be fearful, you may be saying, what have I been doing? I've been doing all the right things and I still ended up with diabetes. You end up in denial. So therefore, even though we know from a physical perspective, the changes that you need to make, if psychologically you have not accepted that diagnosis and you do nothing about it, then your diabetes will continue uncontrolled and start to cause even more problems. So we have to appreciate that there's a psychological component to being diagnosed with diabetes that has to be addressed.
Trudy, the WhatsApps are coming in. We're going to have to address some of these questions, but I'll forward them on to you off air for future programs. But I'll answer this one more. Good evening. How would one determine if a child would get diabetes? Is there a test for children? And suppose if one of the parents have it?
The test is not just the children.
Ah.
The test applies to anybody. So there are machines that we call glucometers, glucose, sounding very much like glucose.
She sounds like a Latin student.
They can measure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So therefore, we will test your blood. It could be a finger prick.
Right.
We will test your blood to determine how much glucose is in that drop of blood.
All right.
So therefore, based on the amount of glucose that we find as a reading, that will give us a determination to say you have diabetes, you don't have diabetes, etc. That's not for me to do. That's for your doctor to do.
Ah.
Certainly, if you come and get screened, we can say, you know what, I think you need to go and get some medical attention.
We'll stick a pin right there. And just wonder if the couple minutes we have left, Trudy and Kurt, we want to ask you all for your thoughts in maybe a minute or so about this whole COVID-19 pandemic and how
and is it, diabetes
how's it affecting the diabetic population, how is it affecting the folks who are active members and participants and constituents of the DAB?
Well, we have not escaped. We are under the same protocols as the rest of Barbados, and quite frankly our membership are persons who are older and so on, and therefore they're quite concerned. So, you know, they're saying, you know, I don't want to come out, I don't want to expose myself. And certainly we would give the same advice. Do not take any unnecessary risk. But I want to debunk a myth that there seems to be floating around Barbados, that is just persons with diabetes or persons who have weakened immune systems that are going to contract the COVID-19.
Right.
Every one of us is vulnerable. Every single one of us. If we've been exposed to someone who has COVID-19, there is a possibility that we will end up with it as well. But I want to say that those persons who have diabetes, I want them to take particular caution, because it has been demonstrated that persons who have diabetes and who get COVID-19 tend to progress to the more seriously ill spectrum, because most persons just have mild symptoms, but persons who have diabetes, particularly those whose blood sugars are not controlled, tend to end up more seriously ill.
Well, there's a case to be for all of us. I felt that side, Ken, over on the other side. You might. We are practicing social distancing this evening, me and Ken. Normally, I'd be sitting on his side, but I'm across the table
from him. He's away from me. He's down Swan Street.
Oh, my gosh.
When Gregson comes, Gregson says he's dropping in, and we're going to put him in High Street.
Well, that's fine. Once we're in earshot of one, then we should be fine. Kurt, please tell us a little bit more how we can get in contact with the DAB. And give us a little preview, if you will, if you can, about next week's episode, because this has been the fastest 30 minutes that I've come across on radio in a while.
It has been. If I could just speak to the COVID-19.
Sure, that's fine.
That's the video. I just want the listeners to know and the members to know that we will be still very active where our social media platform.
Right. Diabetes Barbados on Instagram and on Facebook as well, right?
And on Facebook.
Good.
Well, we are approaching the Diabetes Week. And in light of what's going on, we won't be able to have our activities.
Right.
So we're currently looking at having them via these platforms. So we aren't fully ready in terms of... if you're going to have a church service via watch party of Facebook and stuff like that. But we are looking at these options because we still want to honor the start of the Diabetes Association and the great work that began back in 1975. Right?
How can listeners and potential members get in contact with the DAB? Perhaps they have a little bequeathment that they would like to leave. Is that a word? Bequeathment? They want to gift the DAB with future episode sponsorship of this program. How can they get in contact with you? Go ahead, Kurt. Go ahead, Trudy.
Well, they could definitely call me, 262-5074.
Uh-huh.
Or they can also email us at publicrelations.dab@gmail.com.
publicrelations.dab@gmail.com. Make a note of that, ladies and gentlemen.
So I just want to add there that we do have a physical office located in Beckles Road.
Right.
So there can visit us in person.
Just there by the lights. Jasmine Cop.
Contact. Yes. Albeit that we are practicing social distancing, our office has not yet closed. We are implementing all the protocols that have been recommended with regards to cleaning and making sure that your hands are sanitized on a regular basis, etc. If you want to call us, you can do so. So you can call us. There are two telephone lines that you can use, which is 427-9338 or 437-2285.
Awesome. And as we come to the end of...
This half an hour ran away.
Absolutely.
I mean, just ran away.
I mean, unbelievable. I'll just leave one comment here and then we'll give it a wrap. I go to the gym and I try to eat healthy. I don't use sugar substitutes like the other caller. I think she means the WhatsApper or he. My father and his mother lost both legs. Thank you for this program. You hear that? You're getting praise already.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah, man. So this definitely is filling a need in the community. Again.
Yeah, so we have a lot more questions to ask
let
you.
Let me just add one thing there.
Sure, you can add two things.
Well, we do cater to persons who live with diabetes. We're certainly open for persons who are not diabetic, persons who are interested in living healthy lifestyles, who are interested in preventing themselves from developing diabetes. So come on board with us. Become a member, contact us as soon as possible.
427-9338.
Yes.
Okay. 427-9388.
9338, sorry.
Oh, 9338. Okay, go right ahead. Wrap it up for us, please.
All right, well, this has been For the Health of It. We are talking for the health of it on The Night Shift with Ken Husbands, the one and only, any other is counterfeit, and our co-host on the line, Kurt Trotman. Kurt Trotman is the Public Relations Officer, PRO, and Trudy Griffith, who is the President of the Diabetes Association of Barbados. Ladies and gentlemen, and gentlemen across the table from me, have a blessed evening, and keep listening to VOB 92.9.